All right, we will bring it back and we will move on now to item 13, our public hearing. Final adoption of Santa Cruz Metro's fiscal year 25 and 26 budget. And I will turn it over to Tech. Good morning.
Good. All right, welcome. Here to close out the public comment period. So we're going to present the budget for FY 25. I am not going to go into the level of details that I've gone in at prior board meetings. I'm just going to focus on a couple of the changes that we've made. And hopefully at that point, we can put this improvement forward. To focus on. So FY 24 budget surplus base. You remember before I talked about base and then I talked about phase one, phase two and repairs. We're at about 7.5 million. Our new budget right now is going to be for FY 25, $5.3 million is a positive. The adjustments we made, we actually missed business systems program administrator. I think that's the name. So we actually put it in the headcount. We just didn't put the dollars. So we added that in. We also updated our final insurance policy numbers that came in for CalTIP, as well as some TDA updates. So roughly it brought it down a little bit lower than what I had presented before back a couple of months ago. So ultimately we're at 5.3. All right, walk down chart. Before it was about 51.7, we're going to 51.9 operating loss. It was roughly flat last time. So we're really kind of flat together, 24 to 25. Moving on for P&L, as you can see, we're flat going 1 year to the next, about 200,000 off. And like I said, I'm gonna try to focus on things that have changed, not going through each slide. No changes here. This is the same as before. No changes here other than the slight difference that I talked about that we made changes. And if anybody else wants to talk about it, stop. Just kind of go through quick slides. And then our FY 25 phase one, phase two, and our free fair time period, that's for 12 months starting in September, rolling through August of next year. So 10 months in 25, 2 months in 26. Ultimately, that moves our bottom line number from 5.4 down to 3.0. So nice delay here. And the cost associated right now with the phase one, phase two, bottom line is about $3.5 million. In order to do that through the plan of FY 26. So that would actually be June of 2026. We decided to go free, go with the ballot measure at the end of the year. We would need to extend this another 6 months. And then our zero fares at this point right now, it looks like it's going to be about $4.5 million to cover the 12 months. The good thing is we have TERSA funding right now and LC Top Grant that came in. And now the offset. And then ultimately, of that money, we put money aside. So you see those positive numbers. The positive numbers, we're just contributing that money to either go to capital projects or they're going into set aside buckets that we put in. So the first one is our capital bus replacement fund. And I'm going to go through the buckets because I haven't shown that yet. So that's money set aside so we can match funding to buy buses. Our CalPERS UAL liability, again, that's another bucket for putting money aside. Our grant matching capital operating reserves, that's $4 million. That's so that we can replace air conditioners, buy cars, do stuff that we cannot get grants for. Or for that matter, even match grants that are non-bus. So that could be hydrogen facility, you know, we're doing that. And then reserve replenishment. So that's the juggernaut where we spend more, we put more money in our reserves and vice versa. And I'll walk through those a little bit in this presentation here shortly. And that's our final budget for 25 and 26. This is just a function of math that as our 25 kind of drops a little bit, like I said, we're missing that one position. 26 dropped down too, but nothing has changed in 26 since last presented. I'm just going to skip through this unless somebody has a question. Opportunity and risks have not changed. And now our reserve balances, which I have not walked through. So the top reserve, let's focus on the top buckets for right now. The workers' compensation fund, that's a mandate. We have to put that in. So that's $2.5 million that's fully funded now. Our liability insurance reserve fund, that's 0.7. Again, that's a mandate that we have to put in. So we're putting that money aside. The operations sustainability reserve fund, so that's 3 months of operating costs put aside. So for some reason or another, we get no money, but we want to continue operations. We can continue to pay everybody, pay our bills, pay our lights. That is the 3 months. Again, that goes, we spend more money, that bucket goes up. If we spend less money, that bucket goes down. It's all about 3 months. And the last three is our cash flow reserve fund. That's $3 million. That's the ebbs and flows between cash going out the door versus actually getting cash in. So like anything you pay your bills during your between your paychecks, that's money going out of your checking account. Then your paycheck comes in and comes in. This helps kind of bridge that gap. Sure.
We have the last two buckets. Is there a reason that you couldn't use the Operations Sustainability Reserve Fund as cash flow? Since not only you're actually you're going to get that money back, it's just temporary borrowing from it because you have a cash flow issue. So you really need two separate buckets for those two functions.
So the $3 million is just ebbs and flows. That's just the bank account fluctuation.
Well,
but the 19.6. Yes, that's money that the board agreed. Let's put this money aside for 3 months. This took place, I think.
My question is why you couldn't use the 19 covered $3 million cash in the fund?
Because they're independent, distinct buckets. Technically, we could put them together and just say, hey, let's just make one bucket and call it Operations Sustainability Reserve Fund and use it as our cash flow mechanism for the $3 million. We could do that. I think it was more for visibility why we put it out as two different buckets, $3 million for use up and down, and the $19.6 million as staying static based off of this is the money set aside.
I guess my question is whether we had cash flow problems that couldn't come out of the $19.6 million
yeah.
Sitting there, and you have a cash flow problem, could you borrow from that? 19, not make it 19 plus 3, but just make it 19. Why was you not being?
I mean, we could.
I understand it gives you more protection in general, but $3 million, I don't think it's kind of big interest.
Yeah, I don't think it's about 19.6 plus 3, and then we're trying to build it up. I think it's more around the visibility and saying the 19.6 is really a function of 3 months of our spend, period. We could definitely use that for cash flow and eliminate $3 million and say this is Operations Sustainability Reserve Fund plus cash flow reserve fund, you know, one bucket, and it'll just be a function of 3 months and just use it at 19.6. We could. I mean, definitely. And like I said, these buckets were created before I came here. I think it was just more for visibility.
Right, reserve fund.
Is one of those just sort of the cash flow is just, it's like your checking account, you just keep enough money in there, and the other one is like a savings in case of as you mentioned, if the cash just stopped. The other $3 million is just sort of sitting there to make sure when bills come in.
It's your ebbs and flows. Yeah, that's your ebbs and flows is your $3 million. The 19.6 is if the spigot stops and we don't get cash.
Is there an accounting function that happens between these two, or do you see them?
We actually put the money in reserve on our balance sheet. Okay. So the bottom buckets are, there's no minimum balance. So So the first was the bus reserve fund. So this is the Band-Aid where we put $3 million aside to help buy buses in the future. It's our matching portion. So when we get cash, we put the $3 million, then use that $3 million, so forth. So right now we're at $8 million, but we're going to be using that as part of the hydrogen buses and buses going forward. Operating capital reserve fund. So this is our 14.3. This is really our bucket that we can pull from to basically fund certain initiatives above and beyond what's in the budget on our operating side, if we agree, as well as if we need money brought over to our capital side and we need matching funds in order to build something, or like air conditioning units go out, we need to that. Now I'm going to jump all the way to the end. UAL and OPEP, this is an $8 million bucket. It's going to go to 10 and stops. And this is $2 million each year that we've set aside up till 10. And this is to pay for our ever-growing, while a pension is fine, it is underfunded now because of the returns CalPERS have, but it's much cheaper, but it's helped to pay for that. But the real focus right now is around the retirement, because that's grown, great. And again, this is money set aside to help pay for that as we go forward. And the COVID recovery fund, this is the money that we've set aside as we went through COVID. As we came out, we knew that we'd be digging a bigger loss than what we expect, and we'd be using that money to help fund our P&L as we go forward. Make sense? All right. And that just explains it. So if you read through, you go through each one. On our capital budget, nothing has changed, but I want to highlight something. On the hydrogen buses on top, 44 and the 9, those numbers are actually less the HVIP voucher. So just to kind of put this in context, I actually wrote it down here. The 71.943 that you see on that kind of the column right there in FY25, if we were to include, and don't get me wrong, our buses, our 44 hydrogen buses are $1.443 million a piece. And this, it's actually discounted $258,000 per bus because we get these vouchers, like a rebate. So effectively, this is net of that. Had we not got these vouchers, that would be $88.2 million instead of $71.9. So we're getting another almost $17 million worth of credit against those buses not showing up here, on top of the VW grant and the FTA, all this other funding.
Who gave us the vouchers?
I want to say it's the, I don't know if it's the federal or state. Hey, do you know John?
HVIP or the VW?
HVIP. I think it's the state. It was the state. Think of that as kind of like the hybrid, where you buy a battery car, you get $7,500 off. Similar to that, but a much bigger, different type of program. There we go. Our overall portfolio is 115. That number really would be 131.6 in spending. But because we are discounted, since we don't actually get the vouchers actually go to the manufacturer and then it comes off the price, then we pay the net. So it's 115.3. Nothing has changed on here since last time I presented. And this, how the funding is, like I said, does not include HVIP, but funding hasn't changed since then. That's it. Outside of that, that is pretty much the budget. No other changes. Very simple.
Thank you. Good question. Yeah. When we negotiated the hydrogen bus purchase, however it's funded, was there any provision for delay of delivery, like a discount or any kind of?
There's no, no, there's not. And they would not. Other changes. Very simple.
Thank you.
Good question. Yes.
When we negotiated the hydrogen bus for whose however it's funded, was there any provision for delay of delivery? Like a discount or any kind of?
There's no, no, there's not. And they would not put it in there either. We talked about it. We talked about incentives that deliver early. But that's about it.
Other questions from the board? All right. Thank you so much. We will open up the public hearing. If there are any public comments on this item. Seeing none in the room, do we have any online? Okay. We will bring it back to the board for final adoption. Yes.
The approval of the budget. That's imposed by staff.
Okay. All right. We have a motion and a second. Did you get the
second? I second. I think they both did.
Koenig and Lynn. Seconded. I think I heard Koenig first. Yes.
Just a question. I thought the discussion last time, the minutes seemed to reflect it, was that there were going to be options coming back to the board at this meeting. And if they were implied in there, maybe could you just speak to that?
Yeah, so we talked pretty in depth. I think spent a lot of time in the committee meeting about this. From that kind of discussion, I think there's some further discussion that needs to be had that I think we're going to talk in August about it. And then we'll bring it back probably at the August board meeting to talk more about path and directions, which way we go and so forth.
All right, we have a motion and a second. Can we have a roll call vote, please?
Director Brown.
Aye.
Director Downey.
Aye.
Director Dutra.
Aye.
Director Koenig.
Aye.
Director Lynn.
Aye.
Director McPherson.
Aye.
Director Newsom.
Aye.
Director Pegler.
Aye.
Director P. Rose Carter.
Aye.
And Director Rutkin.
Aye.
Two passes.
Great, thank you. We'll go now to item 14, considering a resolution calling a public hearing on Friday, August 23rd,